Good evening, people. How are ya? Solo Man here. And Peroni is flowing very nicely. I'm doing something different tonight. I'm not having crisps or chips or munchies. I'm having chocolate, like a Crunchy Bar or a Twix, Snickers. So it's chocolate and beer, kind of unusual. But I'm an unusual type of guy. And I've got a couple of news items here, and I'll put the links down below. And of course, the first one is the thumbnail you see. This Femon wants to look like Barbie, but the plastic Barbie is what she wants to look like. And as you can see, she's had a number of operations already. You know, the lips, the breasts, God knows what else. And she says she wants to be known as a bimbo. Well, there's no problem there, darling. You definitely are a bimbo. And she says she's not mentally ill or addicted to plastic surgery. No, no, it doesn't look like it. And of course, she doesn't care what people say. She's going to continue on with the plastic surgery, as they all do. I don't know, guys, what do you think? Oh, and she plans on getting her breasts even bigger. I mean, to me, I'm a male, as you know. Just a minute, let me check. Yep, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And this Femon is definitely has mental issues. Anyway, moving on, and here's a thumbnail, and that's a Femon, by the way, in case you didn't know. Now, this is in America, San Francisco, I believe. And she was driving along the highway on a 3-lane highway, and then just turned her car sideways and stopped. So she blocked all the traffic, which had to stop as well. Then she got out of her car, and she was completely naked. And in her hand was a handgun, and she pointed it in the air and started shooting. You're probably wondering why she stopped her car sideways. Well, it's to stop the people, so she could get the audience she needed. But she also started firing at passing cars. The police arrived, and instead of shooting her dead like they would to a man, as she's obviously a threat to life, they talked to her. And eventually they talked her to put the handgun down and surrender. And of course, if it was a man, they would have dropped him immediately, and he may not have survived. But they're going on about her mental state. Because with Femons, this is the thing, their mental state. And the only reason she didn't kill anybody is because she's a terrible shot, and she got very lucky. Probably will just be a misdemeanor charge. She's probably having a heavy period or something. You can't see what this Femon looks like, really, because of all the blurring out. But she looks a rather large Femon. And when Femons say, well, they're not entitled and all that, they're all victims. If this was a man, they wouldn't worry about his mental state. They'd just take him out. And again, here's that Carly Russell, the liar, who completely lied all about her kidnapping, which was pretty obvious from the start. She's obviously not very clever. And the police are thinking, you know, just thinking of charging her with false reporting to law enforcement and false reporting an incident. Both are misdemeanors, and she could be put in jail for 1 year, which will, of course, be suspended. So once again, society has said that Femons can lie and get the police running around on a wild goose chase. God knows how much money that cost, and that'll be fine. And all the Femons are watching going, well, that's all right then. I'll just continue lying. And once again, mental issues has been mentioned. It's pretty damn obvious why she did it. To get attention. Once again, society has said Femons are special. They're entitled. The double standards is mind-blowing. Anyway, what do you guys think? Also, have you noticed that a lot of the holiday destination places are catching fire? It's kind of odd, isn't it? But it does push the narrative global warming even more, doesn't it? Soon the whole planet will be on fire. Something doesn't smell right to me, anyway. You take it easy, fellas.